You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Hi, the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. This was from Dan in Golden. How about Dan?
Dan, what's up?
Living out there with Mike Kliss. All right, guys, if the Mount Palumbis, sorry.
Yeah, it's not guys, it's me.
I'm sorry. If Deshaun Watson's out, what is the value then of Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan?
Mount Palumbis. Speed.
Yeah, it's a good question, man. It is. I mean, you know, I just said the best case scenario with Drew Lock. You're looking at a top 15 quarterback. All right, well, what's the difference between Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, in comparison to Drew Lock if he were to become number 15? Well, I think Matt Stafford is probably 7th, 8th best quarterback in the NFL. He's inside the top 10. Matt Ryan's probably right on the outside of the top 10, landing, you know, 11, 12, somewhere in that ballpark. So, no, I'm not sitting here telling you that I think that Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan are top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, but you know what they are, right? Whereas with Drew Lock, you're saying best case scenario, if he really develops, if he really turns it around, he might be there on the cusp of 15, 14, somewhere in that ballpark, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I know right now, Matt Stafford is a top 10 quarterback, 7, 8, somewhere in that ballpark. I know Matt Ryan is right on the edge of it. I know that you can be a very, very competitive football team and probably even win a championship with either one of those guys if you get the right team around him. Whereas with Drew Lock, you gotta gamble on whether he's even going to develop into a top 15 guy, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what is the value of him? Well, not Deshaun Watson. It's not 3 first rounders, but Matt Ryan's a tough one. The contract is so high. I don't even know if I'm interested in him. You got to absorb like $50 million on your book. I'm crossing him off my list. Matt Stafford, what would I give up for him? 2 first rounders? I would. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I would hate that, but.
Why?
Well, it wouldn't give us much to talk about for the next 2 years in terms of the draft. why would I hate that?
I would think you, of all people, would be able to relate
to
the draft.
If
you don't have your guy, you got to do what you got to do to go get your guy.
I agree. See, this is the conundrum you get in when you're indecisive in the first place. You try to, everything's duct tape, Band-Aids, what do we do now? So you really want Drew Lock to work out. This is why. I guess if you get Stafford.
Okay, but
Stafford's a lot more gettable than Deshaun Watson. I can think of a lot more paths to get Matt Stafford than Deshaun Watson.
I would agree with that.
More.
I mean, first off, does he have a no-trade clause? I don't know. If he doesn't have the no-trade clause, that immediately makes him available, whereas Deshaun Watson, you've got to convince him that he would want to be a Denver Bronco.
It's really
right?
Interesting, like, the concept of, with George Payton, you know, it's going to go down as the Sleeping Giant press conference. Elway is the grandfather press conference. The George Payton's first press conference will go down as the Sleeping Giant press conference.
Yeah.
All right. If you need to wake up a Sleeping Giant, that basically means you got to replace your quarterback.
It does. Well, or your quarterback has to wake up. He has to become a Giant. So it's one of those two things. I mean, you got to get giant play out of your quarterback one way or the other.
That's right. That can go the other way. Josh Allen certainly had those moments with the Bills. It came with a big deal in Stephon Diggs, which is talk about a deal that should never have happened. But it had to happen because Stephon Diggs was putting his foot down. And we have seen in the NFL, we saw with Le'Veon Bell, talk about crazy. Did you ever really think Le'Veon Bell would seriously sit out an entire season and lose out on that money?
No, I didn't. I did not. I mean,
and then Melvin Gordon tried and just like, I quit.
Gave up.
Yeah, I gave up.
Right.
This
right.
was a bad idea.
Right.
And it was a bad idea.
I got people on the text line saying 2 first rounders is absurd for an old, often injured quarterback.
Really? Really? Is it? Because I'm pretty sure Jamal Adams just went for two first rounders. I'm pretty sure Jalen Ramsey just went for two first rounders.
I'm pretty sure
that Matt Stafford is a top 8 or 9 quarterback in the NFL. And you're telling me that a top 8 or 9 quarterback at 32 years old, he's not as old as you think.
Yeah.
At 32 years old, he's not worth two first rounders. You're out of your mind.
We have been told that the Broncos have drafted, especially in the past couple of years, really good drafts, right? We've heard that, you know, oh, really good drafts by the Broncos. Good drafts. Good. Oh, okay. All right. So is Matt Stafford worth Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant?
Of course.
Okay. Cause that's what we got in the last 2 years.
Of course. Without a doubt. Yeah.
That's what we'd be giving up. Something like that.
I mean, look at recent trades in the NFL. You think a top 10 quarterback isn't worth two first rounders? Of course he is.
What you'd be giving up this year if you're the Broncos is a top corner or a top linebacker and likely one or the other in the second round too.
Yeah. Or,
well, that would be a second round. And then next year would be a tackle because Juwan James will be done and the Broncos likely. So you'd be giving up a top corner and a right tackle for Matt Stafford.
Okay, I got to go figure it out. I got to get a corner that is got 2 years of play left. I've got to go get a backup tackle that can be a good swing guy and hope that Juwan James plays, right? I mean, you got to figure it out.
Gosh, when you think about it like that.
There's pros and cons to everything.
When you think about it like that, it's kind of a no-brainer to do, isn't it?
Of course, especially when you say Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant. Like, you literally just put names on it.
Right.
Names that we have on this football team.
Right.
That's the worth, right?
Yep. Okay. All right, you got me. I'm there.
He's 32.
I wouldn't do Ryan either. It's too complicated. The contract's ominous. The age is worrisome. He had some bad moments as a quarterback the past couple of years. It may be done for Matt.
He wasn't
Ryan.
Taking care of the football like he used to either.
Stafford puts up gargantuan numbers every year. I mean, partly because they're losing all the time, but, you know. Okay. And Deshaun Watson is ridiculous. Forget it. There's no way. There's literally no way. So we're on the Matt Stafford train. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem.
You say that, but you still have to chase it down, D-Mac. You have to do everything in your power to chase down Deshaun Watson.
The problem is with their new coach, Dan Campbell, who's not on steroids. Dude, have you seen some of those pictures?
I have.
Oh, my.
Jacked.
They don't steroid test for coaches, right?
Right. I guess not.
Dude wants to look good at the pool.
Mm.
Does a pro coach like Dan Campbell in his first head coaching jobs, why in the world would he trade Matt Stafford?
I don't know why he would. I mean,
he wouldn't. It'd be idiotic.
Other than the various vague reports that I can't quite explain that Detroit just wants to move on
now,
from. Now,
I mean,
those reports are out there.
Here's the tricky part. We'll see how things go with Detroit. We'll see what the relationship is with him and Brad Holmes. We'll see what the relationship is with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. Because Brad Holmes, and he's a first-time GM.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of weird things going on there in Detroit, by the way. Like, do Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell really know each other?
I have no idea.
Were they friendly with each other? Because on the surface, I don't really see what the relationship was. And maybe Dan Campbell doesn't have a choice. Maybe Brad Holmes going to do what Brad Holmes going to do.
Well, that very well might be true.
So maybe it's a mess in Detroit, which would be very consistent for, you know, Detroit. It's a drive on the Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Man.
So what have we learned so far today? Well, a few things.
Alabama touches Florida.
That's the biggest thing we learned.
Right, right.
For a significant stretch.
See how nervous Richie just got his second I brought that up?
No, he
perked up. He pulled the microphone to his face, put the headphones on, and immediately was just itching for a chance to respond.
Yeah, because I just wanted to say that there, over the course of the show since that moment, I have read like a full book report on the Alabama-Florida border, and there is a lot of history between that line.
What is the most interesting part of that history?
Well, the Florida panhandle should technically belong.
Whatever, don't worry about it.
Perfect.
Matt Stafford has zero playoff wins, only three playoff appearances in 11 years.
Okay. I mean, is Deshaun Watson not a good quarterback? Okay. Cool.
What do you want us to say?
Evans did make that argument about Stafford, too, though. He hasn't been to the playoffs that much.
God. Oh, my God. You're killing me, people.
Look, I think there's something to be said. If you're on a team that is a really good football team that goes to the playoffs every year and you get booted in the first round, I think there is something to be said about you're not a quarterback that can get you over the top, right?
But if you play
for a team that is just so bad that as a team you cannot make it to the playoffs, I'm not going to hold that against the quarterback. That's a team. That's a disaster of a franchise.
Show me any top 10 quarterback ranking with Stafford on it. Okay, another one. Another one.
Okay. I'm sure I can. I'm sure I easily can.
No problem. You don't even have. If you want to, fine. But
I did it. It took me 2 seconds. NBCSports.com has Matt Stafford as the number 8 quarterback in the NFL.
All right, well, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
702, wherever 702
took me 2 seconds.
Are we much... 702, where is 702? Help us out there. Make sure you get it wrong. If you guys say Alabama, I'm going to lose it. I would laugh my butt off. Las Vegas, that makes more sense.
Right.
Are we much better than the Lions? Is Mike Pritchard...
Well, now there's actually a fair question. That is a fair question. And you have to ask yourself... The only way to truly answer that, if Matt Stafford was on this team this last year, how many wins did we get, right? How many more wins do we get because Matt Stafford was our quarterback rather than Drew Lock? Well, I would say you get 2 to 3 wins probably if Matt Stafford's on your team and you're on the verge of the playoffs or you're in the playoffs.
Hey, what do you think Vaughn really did cost the Broncos being out this year?
Oh, man. Really tough to say because I don't know which Vaughn we were getting, right?
He was all yoked up. He was in great shape. I mean, you know, we were praising him going into the season. We had very high hopes going into the season.
Maybe a win.
Just one?
Yeah. I mean, if he gets 9 or 10 sacks, it depends on how timely those sacks were.
Well,
if he gets just
one, huh?
If he gets, you know, 2 turnovers in the fourth quarter, a couple strip sacks, right, that could be 2 wins.
All right. I'll keep going. So we're 5-11. Don't forget, we got 17 games now. All right? 17 games. So we're 1 win, so there's 6, because we got Vaughn back. Just play along with me. How much better with the team we had last year, with everything going on, everything, except for the nightmare embarrassment of the Saints game? So let's rule that out. Let's say we do have a quarterback for the Saints game. By the way, upon reflection, can you believe that actually...
No. Black mark in NFL history.
Oh, my Lord. Let's say we got a quarterback for the Saints game.
Okay.
And that quarterback for the entire year. Everything else happens, though, with injuries, except we have Matt Stafford. How many more wins do we have?
Nothing changed, except for you got Matt Stafford?
Nothing. And we have a quarterback for the Saints game. Now, you might say that's a loss anyway. I don't know. But we have everything the same except for Matt Stafford.
Probably 2 wins.
But, so if we hold on,
but
hold on, if, hold on. I'm going there. If we have a healthy Vaughn,
yeah,
and a Matt Stafford,
you got Cortland Sutton.
I didn't even go there. You're going to give Cortland Sutton a game?
Yeah,
we got a game because of Cortland Sutton. So we got 4 more wins if we have Matt Stafford, Cortland Sutton healthy, and Vaughn Miller.
I think so. Yes,
you're a playoff team. That's it, baby. That's the way it goes. I mean, if you really believe that, because in a 17-game season, 9-8 may do it.
And we could go game by game and figure out which one would we have won or not. You know, we got to test my memory bank of what the situation in the game was.
Let me back up a little bit then. Let's play that same game, except no Matt Stafford, but Vaughn's healthy and Cortland Sutton's healthy.
Got it.
How many wins is that worth? Is that two?
One to two, max.
Two. So we're four games better with Stafford.
You're two games better with your own guys.
Okay. Then you should go get Matt Stafford. Because now you're a playoff team. Okay, I get it. He hasn't won. I mean, all this stuff. It's so what? Just him as it is, you're a playoff team. That's a sleeping giant waking up. You're a playoff team.
Yeah, if you've got a giant at the quarterback position, sure.
Right. That's how it works. You're better no matter what if you have Matt Stafford.
Yep.
And if you can be healthy with a couple of your key guys, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah. And I mean, would you disagree with anything I said there?
I'm not. No.
Yeah.
No, it makes perfect sense. It's not crazy. It's not insane. It's
we had a lot of
reasonable things
go wrong. Juwan James has to play football. You need a right tackle. You need
But even that, they got through.
They sure did. I mean, it was actually the best our offensive line has played in years.
Yeah. Boy, at this time last year, we were screaming about offensive line. Oh, my God. We were looking at Austin Jackson and Tristan Wirfs. We couldn't go. We were at Jedrick Wills. I mean, we were ridiculous at this time last year. We got to get our big board of possibilities up here shortly.
How much better in wins could Drew Lock realistically get next year? And wins.
Three, if Vic Fangio gets better.
Okay.
Managing games.
I think that's fair. Vic Fangio was a part of a couple losses, for sure.
Well, first game and the last game.
Yep.
That's disappointing, huh? He's got to get better, too, by the way. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if the Broncos missed the playoffs for one game?
And it's because of clock management?
Can you imagine?
Well, I actually could. I mean, I really could. I don't have any reason to think that it's going to be drastically different next year.
Don't you, when you watch TV, I'm talking to you, doesn't everybody do the same thing no matter what game you're watching if there's one team down? Doesn't everybody just sit there watching the TV and go, oh, call timeout. I'm not going to call timeout. Does everybody do that? Do you slightly do that under your breath?
Of course. Yeah.
I do it. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
And the Browns did it the other day. Did you notice when the Browns started calling timeout with 4 minutes to go? Because it was, we got to stop them. It's now or never. That's it.
Browns did dumb things also, though. They should have capitalized on every possession they possibly could have when Patrick Mahomes went out of the game. And they were punting the ball.
Oh,
they weren't being aggressive.
I agree.
I mean, what are you doing? Patrick Mahomes is out of the game. Let's go.
You got the ball back?
Right.
Go for it. Like, oh, man, when they did not go for it on 4th and 7, I just was like, oh, man.
I know.
Ali, really?
I mean, everything else. Oh,
But hold on. In defense, Chad Henne was the quarterback.
I get it. So you're saying,
if Mahomes was in, I bet they go for it.
But I would rather say, no matter where I give Chad Henne the ball, I don't think he's going to score. Rather than say he's going to fail no matter what, right? So
because
I want to capitalize on my opportunities to go score.
God, I can't disagree, because even if they kick a field goal, which they did get a field goal with Chad Henne when he replaced Mahomes. Yep. I got 25 yards. I got a field goal. You're down 8.
Right.
You're all right. I mean, you're going to get the ball back at least.
Sure.
Yeah. Calling timeouts, coach. That actually happened. Two things happened to the Broncos that were stunning. The coach didn't know when to call timeout, and the Broncos didn't have a quarterback for a game. Top 6 is next.